Joined now in the studio by someone who I have to imagine has been extremely busy for the last week, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, joining us now in the studio. How are you?
I'm good. I'm thawed out.
That's good. So how did the town make it through the storm? What was the reaction? How many people were out there on the streets? How did the town do?
I shout out to our crew. They worked tremendously hard, and I keep trying to tell citizens this was not a snowstorm. This was an ice storm. Mm-hmm. Ice is much harder. I spoke to third graders today at McDougal, and they told me the differences between snow and ice, and we can see that in the reflection. It was extremely frustrating to try and clean the streets. It's really hard to scrape the ice, so it took a lot longer. We have over 198 primary and secondary roads, and trying to get through all that, and I know there were complications. I understand how frustrated citizens are and everyone is with businesses. But I want to shed a positive light on a few things. In Raleigh, over 265,000 people were without power for a long period of time. We were very lucky here. Also, we were expecting heavy wind gusts on Saturday was a prediction, and we were all ready in case trees started coming down with that kind of situation, and we didn't have that happen.
And that's where you get the power outages.
So it is where you get some bad accidents. And speaking of accidents, you know, Chief Blue said we only had 3 accidents. Over, which is less than we have in a normal weekend.
Less than a normal weekend, which is,
so
that's incredible.
Thank you to citizens for heeding the warning and staying off the roads. Yep. We are going to be regrouping and debriefing about how we handled the storm. We had employees working around the clock, working very hard, but we had a lot of citizens and sidewalk issues came up and bus stop issues. So we're looking into that and to see what we can do differently, how we can do it better. We don't want any citizens to be trapped ever at home. That's never the goal. So trying to respond to an ice storm, though, and are we going to continue to have more ice storms? We need to know how to handle them. They are different from snowstorms.
Yeah, we seem to have one or two of them a year now these days. I think this is my fault. I came down from New Jersey in 2008, and the word was like, oh, maybe once every other year there's ice. But like every single, for the last five or so years, we've been getting
storms
pretty consistently, at least one or two snowstorms.
Flooding, and
floods,
we're getting some severe weather situations, and that causes for a relook if we're going to continue to have these, which it looks like foreseeable future that those are possibilities. So we need to be prepared for them. So
let's talk about the sidewalk issue, because Blake Hodge did the report earlier this hour, and we've been talking to a lot of people, and there seem to be two issues involved here. First of all, there are properties with sidewalks in front of them that are owned by the town. Property owner is the town. It's town responsibility to clear the sidewalks. In a lot of cases, that didn't happen. And then there's other sidewalks where the property owner is somebody else. It's a private business owner, or it's a private residence that's owned by someone, and it's their responsibility to clean off the walk. And in that case, it didn't happen. But there's not really much of an enforcement mechanism there.
No. And it's confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's confusing to all of us trying to figure out who's supposed to clean what. And everyone was more... The town staff was more getting the streets cleared, trying to figure out, coordinating with the school system to figure out what needed to happen to get schools back into place. And the town doesn't make those school decisions. I know a lot of citizens want to get their kids back to school. I understand that. We do partner with them and the university. We and NCADOT, they're involved in all these decisions too. So street clearing is the main thing. Mm-hmm. Sidewalks became, and it's hard when you have ice and you pile ice on top of ice, it takes a lot longer to melt.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a system of putting brine and salt on sidewalks all over. We do it downtown on the major sidewalk issues. So it's something that we're going to be debriefing about and figuring out what the possibilities are and what the budget constraints are for looking at sidewalks. And I'll throw bus stops in there too, because when you clean the street and you push all the snow in front of the bus stop, then it becomes impossible for people to use the bus stops.
Is it possible for, and I remember we talked about this last year too, and I know this has been an issue for a while, is it possible for the town or the police departments, of which there are 12 in Orange County, to do more to enforce the sidewalk requirements with property owners? I know there's a home rule issue.
Right.
Here
and
too.
That, like I said, it's something we're going to be debriefing, because that hasn't been part of the equation. When you have snow on the sidewalks, and we love when citizens participate and we ask for help cleaning off, snow is very easy, much easier to clean off than ice. Go out, sweep it, blow it, whatever. The ice doesn't work that way. So again, the debriefing, we're going to be able to look at all this and figure out what works best and how to communicate about what works best and what needs to happen. And that's something that we're really working on and trying to figure out how we communicate to the most people, figuring out what needs to happen and asking for help when we need to ask for help.
Yeah. And being able to like get the help available to people who need it, because the requirement doesn't change, right? Whether it's snow or ice, you're still responsible, right? Even though it's a lot harder to the point of being almost impossible. The requirement doesn't go away. You still have to do it. So we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and you're talking about a debriefing, which is going to be coming up this weekend, right?
We have a retreat this weekend. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure that would be one of the major
issues that are going to be talked about. Yeah. So what's the retreat going to be? It's going to start tomorrow afternoon and go through Saturday?
It's going to be Friday evening from about 5 to 8 at the public library. The council is going to be meeting together. One of the main topics, and we do have a facilitator, is how we communicate with each other and how we communicate. It's not only how you communicate, but how that information is received at the other side. So we're going to be really talking about that and building a team. And we have four new members onto a town council, and that creates new dynamics and new balances and really positive ones, I'm hopeful. But we need to learn how that all works. And that's easier to do in a retreat setting than it is in a formal setting in a meeting. And then we have Saturday from 8 to 4 over Extraordinary Ventures.
All right. And the agenda for that is going to be to sort of prioritizing issues for the coming year?
Yes.
For the most part?
We're looking at prioritizing issues, discussing where we're going and how it all works. With all these new change of people, comes change opportunities to look at things and change processes. And you've seen some updates to the website already and seen some different things going through, and it gives us the opportunity to see what the vision is going forward, a collective vision going forward.
And I know this is your first Chapel Hill Town Council retreat, but you've done this with county commissioners before, too, and with the school board as well.
Yes, we have retreats.
So board members or commissioners, are there surprises for you at retreats like this, or do you go in kind of knowing what the conversation is going to be and who's going to be saying what?
I wouldn't say surprises as much as opportunities for different discussions. And we have it so we're grouping off into different groupings, so you get a little more face time with everybody. Everybody has a chance to interact with everybody at these kinds of things. And I think, like I said, in a less formal setting, it's a little easier to have some conversations and just kind of figure out where someone else is coming from and communicating how you receive information better. I'm a big emailer. I'm much better at that than texting. I'm a very slow texter.
I'm a terrible texter. I'm also a bad emailer. I'm just bad at communicating in general.
Oh, no, Aaron, you're not. You're so good. You're so good. Maybe you should use the radio.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
If I want to send a message to someone, just like speak directly to them.
I think you should.
Like,
I love it when I call my children like, Mom, don't call me on my phone.
Yes.
Like, okay. So those kinds of things I think are going to be welcoming and helpful for all of us as we learn how to communicate with each other. And talking about this shared vision with all the things we have on the table, we won't be talking about things that specific projects, things like that, because those need to stay in the public venue and at public meetings.
Mm-hmm. And before we let you go, again, we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. The council retreat is coming up tomorrow evening into Saturday at Extraordinary Ventures, Saturday at Extraordinary Ventures, at least. What is your sense, getting back to the sidewalk issue before we let you go, because it's the issue of the week, right? So what is your sense of, and I know Blake Story quoted Nancy Oates as one of the council members, but every council member is thinking about this, I know, and everyone's going to want all the council members to weigh in. So in your conversations, to the extent that you've had them over the week with other council members and other town staff, what is the sense of, okay, this needs to be a big priority? Like, we need to figure out how to pay for this. Because it's not just a transportation issue, right? Like, it's part of the development plan and transportation.
Is.
Like, it kind of, our mission kind of hinges on people being able to bike and walk. Like, that's central.
Right. So, and get to work and get to the
work,
hospital,
right,
get to school.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it is. One of the things is this Public Works crew who we do, these people left their own families, came in, worked.
And it's a small group, too.
It is a small group. And they're in charge of garbage collection and all the other things that go on in Public Works. And they're tired.
Mm-hmm.
But be able to collect the information and the feedback from them, to be able to collect the information from staff about what these changes or what these enhancements to figuring this out would look like, how much they would cost, and the council would be involved and hearing from the public, be involved in making those decisions. And then you hope you don't get another storm before you figure that all out.
Fingers crossed. We're through January. We've only got a month left to go.
No, do not jinx it, Aaron. Do not need you to jinx that at all.
I'm from Michigan. Every year in April, we get this huge snowstorm, and everyone is shocked. This never happens in April, and it always happens in April. Once a year in Michigan, there's always a snowstorm.
Well, I hope we remain ice free
for the rest of the winter.
All right.
All right. So the council retreat is coming up this Friday and Saturday. So we look forward to hearing the results of that. Pam Heminger, thanks so much. Anything else going on in town that people ought to know about?
Just lots of things actually are going on. We're going to start the Feeding the Hungry Kids Initiative meeting next week. We're having an Ephesus Fordham review of the form-based code and how we need to make those changes next week. So we've got good things kicked off. I'm hopeful to bring a lot of good ideas out of the retreat as well. And I love the fact that people are bubbling up with new ideas. And keep them coming.
All right. Sounds good. Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.